still ask myself if I did the right thing when I abandoned his floating city. And I don't mean only for the work. Fact is, a friend like that, a real friend, you won't meet one again if you just decide to hang up your sea legs, if you just want to feel something more solid beneath your feet. And if then you no longer hear the music of the gods around you. But, like he used to say, you're never really done for, as long as you got a good story and someone to tell it to. Trouble is, nobody'd believe a single word of my story. One guy alone who would see her first. Maybe he was just sitting there eating or walking on the deck. Maybe he was just fixing his pants. He'd look up for a second, a quick glance out to sea, and he'd see her. Then he'd just stand there, rooted to the spot, his heart racing. And every damn time, I swear, he'd turn to us, towards the ship, towards everybody, and scream.
America!
America first. There's one on every ship. And don't be thinking it's an accident or some optical illusion. It's destiny. Those are people who always had that precise instant stamped on their life. And when they were kids, you could look into their eyes, and if you look carefully enough, you'd already see her. America. And I've seen a few Americas. 6 years on that ship, 5 crossings a year, Europe, America, and back, always soaking in the ocean. When you stepped on land,